We pray for our church of St. Peter de Beauvoir and for all the people, clergy and lay, who have helped the church to continue its tradition of spirituality and social responsibility. We pray especially for those who are working towards the choice of a new vicar. We pray that each of us may be strengthened by the community of the church, and that each of us will do all we can to support that community. Lord, in the silence, hear our prayer. At times when we are near our limits, we are tempted to take the path of denial and numbness, with our heads in the sands and our eyes closed. As the G7 continue to meet in Cornwall, help us and all the politicians who are there to remember that every one of us is part of one world. Lord, in the silence, hear our prayer. We pray for the sick in body, mind, or spirit, and for those who support them. We give thanks for the health professionals who have worked to their limits in the past months, and for scientists who have found new treatments and vaccines. Lord, in the silence, hear our prayer. Jesus Christ is the light of the world, a light that no darkness can quench. We remember before God all those who have died and those who mourn them, and those whose year's mind falls this time, including James Franklin, Alice Hackett, Maud Shepherd, Ethel Harvey, Ruth Govender, and Abigail Mullen. Rest eternal grant unto them, O Lord, and may light perpetual shine upon them. Be with us all, Lord, as we try to live this next week and the weeks to come in your name. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.